You're listening to Vatican Radio. Catholic churches in the UK on Sunday marked the annual Day for Life, dedicated to raising awareness about the meaning and value of human life at every stage and in every condition. The theme for this year's event is The Wonder of Human Life in Our Common Home, clearly referencing Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si, which was published 1 year ago. To find out more about the event and about the way it's being celebrated in parishes across the country, I spoke to Bishop John Sherrington. He's Auxiliary of Westminster Diocese and he deals with life issues for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
We decided that it was very important to focus on the interconnectedness of all reality and therefore the dignity of the human person, each and every person created in the image and likeness of God, and also the common home that we share together as brothers and sisters.
So how have you been reaching out to people? How will this day be marked in parishes and dioceses around the country?
We have produced a card that will be sent to every parish in the country, and on it there's a story about a man who lives in a small village in India and the problems he's suffered because of heat and the drought that they've been experiencing. And then we move on from that to talk about the importance of this interconnectedness between human persons and the creation in which we live. So every parish will receive a card. We've also produced resources on our Day for Life website in which a woman theologian talks about Paula, who has profound disability, and speaks about her life and the way in which she finds joy in the smallest details of life and the smile that comes from the experience of being loved and delighting in our home, in the flowers, in a sunbeam, those sort of things.
So it's very much expanding the traditional, if you like, understanding of pro-life to a much broader vision of life and the way we relate to everybody, our neighbours, indeed asking the question, who is our neighbour?
Indeed, there's a wonderful quotation from St. John Paul II when he spoke to artists in 1999. And he said, faced with the sacredness of life and of the human person, and before the marvels of the universe, wonder is the only appropriate attitude. I believe that if we can help people to wonder again, then they will begin to focus on the wonder of the gift of life, the wonder of the human embryo, the unborn child, as well as the wonder in the face of each and every person and the good of creation. So I think wonder is a means by which we can stimulate the imagination and change hearts and minds to begin to think more deeply about the value of human life.
You've also had a message, a letter, haven't you, from Pope Francis encouraging you in this initiative?
Indeed, Pope Francis has bestowed his apostolic blessing on our work and encouraged us. And I'm also particularly encouraged by his recent message on the Jubilee for those who are sick and disabled. Again, he's referring to the wonder of each and every person and the way in which we are to look at them with the gaze of mercy. And I think that is something that in our country we need to do again, look at people with a gaze of mercy from the very beginning of life until the very end of life.
There's also a very practical aspect to this Day for Life, isn't there? I believe you're raising money also in support of those particularly in need.
We raise money and we support the work of the Anscombe Bioethics Centre, which analyses and works in the public forum in terms of the protection of life. So they've been very instrumental in last year our work against the assisted dying bill, so-called, that was proposed in England and Wales. And also then we do provide funds for those who seek and apply to us. And that includes the care of mothers who are pregnant in life houses so that they're able to continue their pregnancy.
My thanks to Auxiliary Bishop John Sherrington of Westminster Diocese, who deals with life issues for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.